Interior Alaska is known for extreme cold in the winter, but because Fairbanks doesn't have easy access to natural gas, most people use pricey fuel oil to heat their homes, and as a result, many families turn to a cheaper local resource to bring down their heating bills, wood. But that contributes to air quality problems that have Fairbanks in trouble with federal regulators. As part of our Cost of Cold series from Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig recently visited a family that says even with the downsides, wood is still their best option.
Two kids are stamping snow outside a small Arctic entry when I walk up. One of them is getting cold feet.
I wore my house slippers outside. Again.
What are your names?
I'm Walter and she's Kalani.
Walter and Kalani are both 10 years old. Their house is a big three-story rectangle with a sloped roof. Inside, I meet the rest of the family, Jeremy Eberhart and his wife, Ember Kalama, and their two other kids who live here, Abigail and Matthew.
This is our youngest. That's Matthew.
Say hi.
There you go.
Matthew is nonverbal autistic.
Ember moved here from Hawaii when she was in her teens, but Jeremy was born and raised in Fairbanks. He calls 20 below t-shirt weather, and he says that burning wood for fuel is about more than just saving money. The whole process of chopping, drying, and hauling it is part of his Alaskan upbringing and something he's teaching his kids.
I don't know what the kids think, but I think it's a pretty good activity. You know, it's something that you kind of hand down. You know, I did it with my parents and, you know, my grandfather and whatnot, and I'm kind of, I guess, passing the torch, as you would say, to them.
But money is definitely part of it, too. Ember works in the plumbing industry, and Jeremy is a mechanic. They say their income varies year to year, and it would take a real bite out of their budget if they were paying for heating fuel. They did heat their home that way several years ago, and Jeremy says it cost them at least $700 a month. The price of oil has gone down a bit since then, but Jeremy says wood is still a lot cheaper. The only money they spend is on chainsaw and truck fuel, plus minor maintenance costs, less than $1,000 a year. They get the trees from their property or a homestead that belonged to Jeremy's grandfather.
I do all the chainsaw work, so I'm always cutting it or stacking it with a bobcat, moving it around, and the kids and Ember help me haul it.
Jeremy and Ember live north of town. It's not the part of the Fairbanks area where the air quality issue is the worst. Even so, Jeremy acknowledges that it's a problem. But he also says that part of what makes the situation so bad is that people are burning wet wood. He wishes more wood sellers and users would take time to properly dry the wood they burn.
We have a lot of people that, you know, sell wood in the interior that, you know, aren't taking care of it and they aren't seasoning it properly. And, you know, in the midst of the winter when it gets cold and there's a lot of people begging for firewood, you know, these people are popping up going, oh, I got all this dry wood, you know, and it really isn't.
I asked to see their heat setup and we all file downstairs. It's not your typical wood stove. It's what's called a forced air furnace, a big, hulking thing about the size of Jeremy himself, connected to a duct which distributes the warm air throughout the house. When Jeremy opens the door, there's not the crackle you'd expect.
It's actually pretty quiet unless it's really going.
On a typical day, Jeremy says he adds wood to the furnace about three times. He says on the days when the temperature dips well under zero, he gets a feeling of satisfaction knowing how hard he worked to keep the house warm. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.